listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth. Mexican authorities say they found three bodies in an area where two Australians have been reported missing. Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson were on a surfing trip with an American friend. They haven't been seen or heard from in a week. The remains have not been identified at this stage. The brothers' parents are on their way to the region. Back home, charges have now been laid following a terrifying incident at a Melbourne shopping centre. A 30-year-old man is accused of stealing a knife from a store before threatening and assaulting customers. No physical injuries have been reported. He's been remanded in custody to appear in court at a later date. A wet weekend for millions of Aussies living along the east coast. A month's worth of rain could fall in some parts over the coming days, with the worst of it to hit tomorrow. Briefly, King Charles has been videoed bursting into laughter at the Royal Windsor Horse Show. And we're being warned about a rise in online shopping scams in the lead up to Mother's Day. Recent data shows a more than 30% increase in reports of social media scams. Jess Botega from ANZ says it's important to do your research.
Scammers like to use social media as a way to mask as legitimate brands, and this is a way for the scams to reach a wider audience. These fake sites can look really convincing, and it's important that you don't trust the site that you've just seen on social media.
Collingwood young gun Nick Dacos is being hailed a hero after kicking the match winner with just a minute left to beat Carlton by 6 points at the MCG. The 21-year-old swooped on the ball from a clearance to snatch a goal from 45 metres out. Magpies coach Craig McRae full of praise for Dacos.
What a player, huh? What a player. You know, that late in the game to be running with that intensity, if you watch it and you track him, how hard he's working, and then the finish. Wow, what an exceptional talent.
Well, the first Sydney derby of the AFL season kicks off today.